used it earlier in the week. I think that's why I got muddled up. I was mending someone's vacuum cleaner for them.
Oh,
you see? Right.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Yes, and yes, my sonic magnifying glass pointed me to the fact that this jigsaw is a bit muddled up. It's not quite as I left it.
Well, that's very odd. Do you think someone's been in during the week and muddled it up to give you something to sort out?
Well, it could be. I mean, which of the groups likes doing jigsaws?
Well, I know the folk at Renew love a puzzle, but they like completing them, not muddling them up.
Well, no matter. You see, I've got two little helpers that will come and help me today.
Oh.
You know, I told them to be on standby because you never know when you're going to need them.
That is true.
So can my two little helpers please come out?
Oh. Excellent.
Thank you. Give them a round of applause. Yes. Well, as you can see, we have a bit of a problem here. Yeah, this jigsaw needs sorting out. I was wondering if you'd be able to give me a hand. Yes, come on. I think you can see that. I think some bits seem to be in the right place.
Yes.
It might take them some time.
Move things around a bit.
See what it does.
Yes.
Can you rub it?
No, I don't need to turn the whole lot over, do you? Just take bits out and move them around.
It might take them some time.
Have you got a picture?
Not on me, no.
That's all right. What code?
Whoever muddled it up did a very good job.
Yeah, and now if you put that bit over here,
that bit here.
Yeah, no, that bit down there.
That bit down there. That'd be there.
That's better, yes. Oh, look, that's looking good, isn't it?
Still not quite sure that's right.
I don't think, I'm not sure. No, that can't be the right. I think that goes around the other way.
You think so?
Can you tell they haven't practiced doing this?
Another one. I mean, that goes
there. I think the other little helpers were better at this, weren't they?
I don't think that one goes there either, to be honest.
Do you need more help?
Oh, yes, please. I've got Robert.
I think they need some more help.
I think we need some better
helpers. I think we need some more
here.
Help. Excellent. Good job. I think you need to tell them what they need to do. Come to the front so you can see, and then you can help them.
But right. That definitely goes there. That definitely goes there. Yeah. Now, where's the bottom bit? Where's the bottom bit? That one? No, can't
that's,
be that.
That's got to be the middle bit. That's the middle. She says knocking a bit off that's done.
Where's that one go?
Oh, I think that goes around the other way.
I reckon that goes.
No, I think that goes on the bottom.
I think that goes on the bottom down there.
That one.
Put it in there.
How about that?
There we go.
I think the one that...
Oh, that way.
I think you might be
standing on it. Oh, dear, I'm standing.
That goes over there.
It works so much better in our thinking. It's going to be a nice quick thing. Are we there?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well done. Thank you for my real little helpers.
Goodness gracious,
man. And thank you for you too.
Can't get the staff these days. I think you need to be careful who you pick. Anyway, great. So what clues are there? Now we've figured that out. What clues have we got to help us this week?
Well, I whilst those two little helpers were... helping. I did notice this over here. Looks like some, I think they're supposed to be loaves, and they've got all letters on them.
Do you think it's some kind of secret message?
Well, it could well be, couldn't it?
I think you need some more help.
Yes, but not those two little helpers we had before.
So if you can, we need you
back again. So would some good little helpers like to come and help? Right, and some from this side as well.
Who do we need?
You,
how
sir?
Many do we
would
need?
Like
let's
help?
See. How many do we need?
We right, need quite a few.
You can hold that up.
That's it, you sir. And you, madam. Thank you.
There we go.
We might need a few more. I think we're going to need a few more.
There we go. Still need a few more. Thank you.
That's it.
Down there. One for that's yours. Nope, still need more. There we go. Excellent. There we go.
That's it.
Yeah, who knew?
Great.
Right.
We can see what it says. If you all hold them up in facing forwards, that's it. There's no point you looking at them, is it? No. Right, what have we got? It says, doesn't it? Yes, 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 I don't think that's quite right.
You said it was bread.
It's bread. So do you think we can make the word bread
somewhere?
Well,
I don't know. I wondered if, hang on a minute, if you can come over here a bit and over a bit again. Does that help?
Loaf. Ha ha ha, I don't think so.
No?
In fact, oh, no, we can't do that one. No, I was going to spell something else.
No, please don't. No.
right, but I think the word bread should be... So I can see a B, an E, and a D there. Bed. Now, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Yes, if the R comes here, that's it. And E, and we want an A. Has anyone got an A? You've got an A. Can you come there? Right. So we're getting there, bread loaf. Bread loaf, bread loaf. Bread of, how about of? Yes, so if bread of. Now, what could it be? What do you think it could be? Bread of life. Right, so we've got a nail. So if you go to that end, and everyone move along slightly. Bread of life. Have we got an eye? Has anyone got an eye? I can't see an eye anywhere. He's hiding it. Okay. If you come out at this end, if you go next to that person on the end, that's
yep,
it. You
here.
Stand just there.
If you stand this side.
Oh, and then F. Have you got an F, sir? Yes, if you could go up that end.
There we are. You're doing a great job.
So what does that now say? Oh, does that look good? What do you think it says? The bread of life.
The bread of life.
Is that a good clue, do you think?
I think it must be. Bread of life. I'm glad you've been able to unmuddle it. Otherwise, you'd be none the wiser. do you think that's what it looks like that's what we're investigating, isn't it?
Well, that's a mystery solved anyway.
It is.
Bread of life. Is that what I am saying is for today?
I think it is. I think it must be if that's what we've got in front of us.
Well, why did Jesus say that then?
Well, I'll tell you what. If we let everyone sit down, perhaps if we watch a short video, that might help us explain it. So
okay,
thank
you very much, all of you.
You've been great volunteers. Thank you.
You were good little helpers.
Excellent. Much easier. Thank you. Thank you very much. So let's have this next video.
I would come and sit down over beside this young lady here.
A short while after feeding over 5,000 people with 5 fish and 2 loaves of bread, Jesus became very popular. Some wanted to make him king, hoping he would drive out the Roman occupiers. But Jesus' opponents were on the increase, and even though he helped people, the religious leaders thought he was violating the law. They wanted to turn the people against Jesus and get rid of him. When Jesus was found by the disciples on the other side of Lake Galilee, the religious leaders asked, "Master, when did you get here?" Jesus replied, "Are you looking for me because of the bread I gave you? Don't worry about food that disappears, but about the food that lasts and gives eternal life." They asked him, "What is the work that God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is to believe in the one he has sent. I am the bread that gives eternal life. It is my body for the life of the world." The religious leaders started grumbling and arguing, "How can this man give us his body to eat? He is speaking rubbish." They encouraged the crowds to keep away from Jesus, and from then on, many who had been following Jesus left him. Jesus turned to his disciples and asked, "Don't you want to go as well?" Simon Peter replied, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of everlasting life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God."
Hmm. So I think every day we get hungry and thirsty, and we eat and drink to satisfy that hunger and thirst. And that links with our relationship with Jesus, because we satisfy our hunger and thirst for him by spending time with him.
We thought about that before, didn't we?
Yes. When we were thinking about Jesus saying, "I am the vine," and the importance of staying connected with him, do you remember? And folks shared all sorts of good ideas about how to do that. Hopefully it'll come up. You might need to click. There we go. Now, I still think that praying at the traffic lights was a great idea. What about you?
Well, I like the one praying while ironing. I think that's a great one, as long as I don't forget what I'm doing and get too carried away.
But these are all really great things, but because there's nothing else in life that will fully satisfy us. When we eat or drink, we have to eat and drink again. We could watch endless TV shows or have piles of clothes that might need a lot of ironing. We might go on lots of holidays or have access to pots of money. But we have a hunger for something that is far deeper than the stuff of life. However good these things are in the meantime, deep inside each one of us is a yearning that can only be satisfied by a relationship with God.
So you're saying just as food and water are essential for our physical bodies, Jesus is essential for our spiritual bodies.
Exactly that. But for Jesus to do this for us, we've got to come into relationship with him. We need to believe in him and accept him as our Lord and Saviour.
Is that something to do with Jesus dying on the cross?
Yes, because Jesus did this so that we could be in relationship with him. And one of the ways that we can remember what he did is by celebrating communion, which is what we'll do shortly. Do you know what communion is?
Well, I've got an idea.
Okay. Well, let's come to our next video and see if we've got someone who can explain it to us.
I was sitting down next to this gentleman over here.
It's a lot, but that doesn't mean it's not confusing. Hey, guys, it's me again, Douglas, and today I want to talk to you guys about communion. And at my church, we have communion every week. Some churches have communion every week, some every month, some like, you know, every quarter or some other kind of different number like that. Some churches actually, you can have communion every day. And different churches sometimes celebrate communion in different ways, and they call it different things sometimes. But at a lot of churches, it looks like having a little piece of bread or like a little wafer and also a little cup of either juice or wine. But, like, what is it? Because it's a lot more than just like a snack break in the middle of church. No, taking communion is something that we do to remember what Jesus did for us. And, like, as far as the symbolism goes, like, you need to eat and drink to live. It seems like an obvious thing, but it's true. If you don't eat and you don't drink, you die. And Jesus said that his body was the bread of life. He said that if you eat his body, you will have eternal life. When the people first heard Jesus say that, they were like, what? They probably had the same reaction that you had when I just said that you got to eat Jesus' body to have eternal life. Now, when Jesus said that, he wasn't saying that people should walk up to him and bite him. Nobody did that in the Bible. But he was saying that in the same way that food gives us life, he gives us life. But even more so, because the life that Jesus gives is eternal life. If you eat some bread, you're going to be hungry again later. But the life that Jesus gives is completely satisfying. So believing in Jesus is like eating the bread of life. And in order for Jesus to be able to save us, he sacrificed his body and his blood. His body was broken for us. His blood was poured out for us. His sacrifice gives us life like nothing else can. There was this one time where Jesus was at a feast with his disciples, celebrating what's called the Passover, and he took some bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And he took some wine and he poured it out and he said, "This is my blood, which is poured out for you." And he said, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you should do this in remembrance of me." And so that's what we do. We eat the bread and we drink either the juice or the wine, and we remember Jesus' sacrifice for us. And like I said, there are different ways that different churches celebrate communion. Some have like a whole meal. Some do just like a tiny little wafer or like a little piece of bread. Some churches, they have like one loaf of bread and they pass it around and everybody takes a little piece off. And some churches do like wine, and some churches do juice, Some churches do wine or juice, whatever you want. Some churches you take a little bread and you dip it into the wine. Some churches you have a tiny little cup. But no matter how your church does it, we're all doing the same thing. We're all taking communion together. And we're all doing it to remember Jesus' sacrifice for us. And that's a really important thing. And like you see it so much that it kind of seems like it's no big deal, but it really is. You know, as best as I can tell from what I read in the Bible, the early church, when they celebrated communion, they did it with a meal. You know, not just like a little wafer, but like an actual meal. And there were some people who were like filling up with a whole bunch of food while other people in the congregation were going hungry. And that was like a bad, bad thing. And actually, the Bible said that there were people that were coming to communion with wrong hearts. Like, they weren't coming to communion, they weren't celebrating communion for the right reasons, and it was actually making them sick. And some people were even dying because they weren't taking communion seriously. Communion is a time where we can be still and we can think about the amazing sacrifice that Jesus made for us. So on the one hand, it's a celebration, right? Because we're celebrating what Jesus did for us. We're celebrating the eternal life that we have through Jesus' sacrifice. But we're also remembering that the price that Jesus had to pay for our salvation was a terrible price. And it's incredibly important that we treat communion with the respect that it deserves, that our hearts are right before God when we take communion. And that's why some churches, you know, they don't just let anybody have communion. You have to, like, be a certain age, or you have to go through a certain class, or you have to, like, officially join the church, that sort of thing. When we take communion, we are remembering the incredible sacrifice that Jesus made for us.
So, we need bread and wine for communion, right? Or as Douglas suggested, juice. And I can see we've got some cups here on the table.
Yes, I can see that too, but no bread.
No bread? Is that another mystery we need to solve?
I think I'd better take a look around.
Okay.
Well, there's some strange-looking folk, but I can't see anything yet.
Interesting. I wonder where it's gone.
Ah! There's something here called the Bible.
Oh, a Bible, like the one you found last week with a bandage in it? I don't think you'll find a bread recipe in that.
Well, I say a Bible. It's a different kind of Bible. It says the Bread Maker Bible.
Excellent. Well, then it would be odd if it didn't have a recipe in it, given that's what it's called, right?
Yes, let me have a look. Okay. Well, there's one here. It says it takes about 3 hours.
We haven't got that amount of time if we want to get to picnic lunch at a reasonable time. Is there another recipe? Perhaps there's one that might make the bread similar to the kind of bread that Jesus and his disciples had when they first shared communion.
Okay, well, I'll have another look. Let's see what else I can find. And
well, the first time that Jesus shared communion was at the end of the Passover meal that Douglas talked about. The Passover meal, that is the one that reminds God's people about the time when he saved them from the Egyptians in slavery. And the instructions that they had for the bread then was that it shouldn't have yeast in.
Ah, well, that's going back to the story of Moses, isn't it? Which we talked about in the first week. When we had to go and tell Pharaoh to let the people go.
Yeah, that's when God told him that I am, do you remember?
Yes.
And they had to be ready to go when Pharaoh said yes, they could go. And they just didn't have time to wait for the bread to rise. And we don't have time to wait this morning either. Have you found anything yet?
Well, yes. There's a really simple one here. It just says we need flour and water.
Okay. Well, there's a kitchen at the back. You better go and look and see if there's anything useful there.
Okay, I will leave the book down here.
That seems sensible.
Yes, and I will go and see what I can find. Oh, there's something down here. Let's see if this all looks like something. Could be something here. Let me bring this to the front.
Oh, that's a shopping bag. Who knew? I wonder what's inside it.
Oh, let me see.
Ooh,
flour.
That's good. That's what you said it needed.
An apron.
Excellent.
A bowl. And a spoon.
Oh, you're missing something.
I'm missing something.
What was the other thing it said it needed?
Water.
Right.
Water.
I'll see what I can do. You start getting good. So
okay. I'll put this apron on.
I don't think you're managing that very well, you know.
It can't work very well.
I think you need to be able to see what you're doing. Take your hat off.
I have to take my hat off.
Good plan.
That's better.
Right. Do you want me to do it up at the back for you? You're right there.
That's okay. Thank you. Yes,
yeah,
yes, there we
some
are.
Water.
Right. Just get my instructions right. Let's see.
That table's a bit wobbly.
Oh, let's get the flour. How much did it say? About that much.
Not that much. No, that's an awful lot. Yeah, careful. Oh, you're making quite a mess. Oh, goodness. I think you'd better go. I think you'd better go and finish that in the kitchen. There's a big kitchen out the back. I think you'd be better off finishing it off out there. And there's an oven out there, so you can cook it as well.
Okay, I will go and do that. I'll be back sometime. I better use this to find the kitchen.
Good plan. Whilst Detective Who sorts out the bread, I think this would be a good opportunity for us to stretch our legs and have a look at the prayer tables, around the engagement tables around, where there are some things, as ever, set out to prompt your thinking today about Jesus being the bread of life. Or we've got, again, a couple of songs to play, so you can engage in those, or you can sit quietly and think about perhaps what God has got to say to you today, about what does it mean for him to be the bread of life to you. So about 10 minutes to explore, grab another coffee if you need it, and then we'll gather back together again. And hopefully, by that time, the bread will be ready for us to share in communion together. Here's hoping. So, okay.
God's table for all is prepared. The bread that we offer is broken and shared. Christ's presence among us is food for the soul, reviving, renewing, and making us whole. God's table and drink of the wine, the blood of the Savior in mystery divine, the cup of salvation, both priceless and free, transforming God's people to all we can be. God's table, we come as we are. We bring all the burdens we've carried so far, in body, in spirit, in soul, mind, and heart, to feed on the grace only God can impart. God's table, then go in God's grace to hold all the earth in a heavenly embrace, sent out in the Spirit to tend and to care, in thought, word, and action, our life is our prayer. draw us to taste your mercy, meeting our thirst with your cup of wine. Now by your blood you declare us holy, filled with life.
Okay, if you'd like to make your way back to your seats now, you'll have a further bit of opportunity to engage in the stations as ever once we've drawn our time of worship together. But if you could just come back to your seats now, we're going to come to our sort of usual summing up video and then we'll see where we go there. So if you could play the next video for us, Hannes, that would be great. Thank you.
Not them.
I am a creative person.
I am a sports nut.
I'm a workaholic.
I am the bread of life.
I am sometimes a bit weird.
I'm not as weird as you might think.
I am one of those people who need people to know that I don't care what they think.
I'm one of those people who doesn't want to be alone.
I am hungry. I am thirsty. I feel this need in me that nothing seems to satisfy. At work, at play, no matter what I try, I am hungry.
The bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I am the bread of life.
I'm just wondering, has anybody seen Detective Who? Because I'm wondering if he's finished the bread yet.
Hey, I saw him. I saw this funny-looking chap out the back there. He was rushing off. He asked me to bring this along, so I assume that's what you want?
Yeah.
He said he was rushing off to... He'd spotted some clue and he was going off somewhere, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
he said something about You'll find out more next week.
Okay. Well, thank you for bringing the bread in.
Okay, no problem.
Now we've got bread and we've got juice. We're ready for communion, so that's good. So to prepare ourselves, we're now going to sing this next song together.
You chose the cross. You chose the cross. With every breath, the perfect life, the perfect death. You chose the cross. A crown of thorns you wore for us, crowned us with eternal life. You chose the cross. And
so we come to this table, a table that is open to all who love and know Jesus. for as their personal Lord and Saviour. And as we gather at this table, we recognise that we come from many different places and we hold many differences between us. And we discover that at this table, our differences are not something we tolerate, but our differences are a blessing. And in fact, the more difference we bring, the more fully we experience the presence of the holy and the sacred in our midst. So the invitation is to come, children of God, just as you are. Wherever you are on this journey of life, you are welcome here. Here in this place, in this community, and here at this table. Come, children of God, let us remember together. We remember the stories that Jesus' friend tell. Stories of bread broken and shared, feeding a multitude. Stories of bread gathered together, enemy and friend around tables. Stories of unlikely guests revealing the face of the sacred. And they say that it was on a night of both celebration and betrayal that he took the bread left over on the table and he blessed it and he broke it, reminding them that it is in the breaking that we become whole, in losing our lives that we find them, in serving that we are served. As the grain scattered becomes one in the loaf, when we eat this bread, we become one with another. They say that he took the cup, also left over on the table, poured out and sharing, remembering with them the life-giving breath, even now pounding a rhythm in our veins, the breath of life from whence we come, the breath of life that precedes and follows all that we can see. And as the grapes find life in the vine, when we drink this cup, we become one with the source of life itself. And if we could have the next PowerPoint up, we're going to say some words together. Together. Christ's body and blood, for us they were given. This bread and this cup tell us we're forgiven. Jesus, you died on the cross that we might be forgiven of everything that we do wrong. Sometimes we remember that, but other times we forget and continue to hurt you with our actions. Please bring to mind any things that we need to say sorry for now in a moment of quiet. And we repeat these words again together. Christ's body and blood, for us they were given. This bread and this cup tell us we're forgiven. Jesus, this communion meal is for all people because you always welcome everyone. Sometimes we remember that, but other times we forget and we treat people badly. Please now bring to mind any ways we have mistreated other people so we can say sorry now in the quiet. And together we say again, Christ's body and blood, for us they were given. This bread and this cup tell us we're forgiven. Jesus, this communion meal is like a preview of eating with you forever in a world put right. Sometimes we remember that, but other times we forget, and we don't live as if you are coming again. Please bring to mind ways which we can live which will bring heaven to earth for the people around us. And we say together, Christ's body and blood, for us they were given. This bread and this cup tell us we're forgiven. And so we pray, come Holy Spirit, bless this bread, this fruit of the vine. Bless us in our eating and drinking that our eyes might be open, that we might recognize the risen Christ in our midst, indeed in one another. Amen. So if I could invite those who are sharing the bread and wine for us to come forward. And today it's a slightly different process. You're going to stay where you are and that you will be served that firstly the bread and then we'll come to the wine in a moment. Now we share the wine. If you could just hold on to the cup and then we will drink together in a moment as a sign of our unity. And together we say, Christ's body and blood, for us they were given. This bread and this cup tell us we're forgiven. Amen. One loaf, one cup, one people, the sign of the new covenant. One God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, united with us in relationship, in love. So as we have shared, so may our faith be strengthened, that we may leave this place, showing with every part of who we are, that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Now, as we bring our time together to a close, we have the opportunity to give towards God's work. And we'll take the offering and our final song, which we'll come to in a moment. But as we've shared in communion today, you'll notice around you there are communion envelopes, and we're taking up our communion offering, which today will go towards the work of Home Mission. If you don't know what Home Mission is, it's part of a program of to help Baptist churches and individuals reach their mission potential and to share God's love with their communities. It provides financial support and training and resources and grants. It supports ministers and mission projects. It creates publications and offers training. And it also supports our regional associations and specialist teams, which include our very own Dave and Tim. And you can give towards this work through our communion offering today by putting your offering in the envelopes provided. Or you can give towards the work of the church here by placing your gift direct in the bag. You can also use the card reader in the foyer. If you're a visitor with us, I'm not sure I haven't spotted anyone, but if you are, if you've sneaked in, I haven't spotted you yet, hello anyway. But if you're a visitor with us, don't feel obliged that you have to give to this. Just let the bag pass you by. So as I said, we'll take up our offering as we sing our final song together. Let's stand as you're able and we'll sing Amazing Grace. So, Lord, we thank you for the gifts given through today and through the banking system. Use them in your service just as we ask you to use us. And now let us go from here, fed by the body of Christ, strengthened to be the hands and feet of Christ, wherever he may send you this week. Thank you for joining us this morning, and celebrate. You know, our time together doesn't end. If you've brought your picnic, then we'll be round at the manse shortly. Andy will head off and open the gate up. So go and join him, and as we go from here, we'll just continue in fellowship. And if you're unable to be us, then we'll miss you. But be blessed in whatever you have to do this afternoon. Take care, and see you soon.